furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Are we rolling there, Alex?
I love that people write in. Izod, you dingbats. Hey, take it easy.
I know.
Everybody so doesn't aggressive. Know everything.
Did you know that it was Izod's? Were you listening at that point?
I didn't know, but I knew.
You
once
knew
he
there
said
was.
It.
You
can see the
but
logo.
But you knew
in the
that
writing.
I was. That there was a name
there
for
was
it.
Another one, yeah.
Yeah, an Izod shirt. That was like a big deal. We were like those were big when I was in high school, and.
Lacoste
I mean, look,
come
they were
back though.
Yeah, I'm not that they weren't big or didn't continue to be big, but everyone would wear the Izod shirt with like an Oxford button down over it, or two Oxford button downs, one folded up so that the sleeve, when you rolled up the sleeve, there was a different colored one and two collars. Like it was a whole.
I've never been that lame, but
yeah,
I do
super lame. Like I think about it now, and there were all these like preppy kids that would do that.
That
we lived
like
out in the sticks
style,
though.
Style though, like I'm picturing like.
Certain shoes and certain
Breakfast
pants.
Club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all the cool kids. Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show.
Oh, we're going right into it. All right,
yeah,
let's
sure.
do
we're
this.
Already here and yapping. Mm-hmm. It's Thursday, June the 29th. Tomorrow is Friday, which I'm... Hey, look, I get it. People don't ever want us to go on vacation, but tough shit, we're going. And
God.
Look, I hate to be that... Look... We have the best job in the entire world, and I never want anyone to think that for a minute I'm not into it or that I take it for granted. Like, this is the best job. But man, you know what else is great? Not fucking getting up at 3:30 in the morning. Yeah. That is so amazing.
Word.
And so just for a couple weeks, you guys, there'll be best ofs running. Alex and Bryn are freaking all over that.
I get it, though. There are shows. There's a sports show I watch regularly. And I love when they're there, and I'm bummed when they're not.
Yeah. No, totally. Look, we're
good. It's a compliment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a compliment.
I agree.
If they didn't miss you while you guys were wrong, something else, there'd be a bigger issue, right?
Right.
Yes, I agree with that. I think that, you know, I just, please just wish us well, and don't send your your bad thoughts into the universe. Like although I know our listeners, they don't. They're like, mm-hmm. But they're such good people. Like, honestly, I've never met a nicer bunch of people. And I know I say that a lot, but it's so driven home when we meet people en masse at a thing like last week's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I've done other radio shows and had other radio stations. And the people on the rock station that I started on used to call up and go, I'll fucking kill you if you don't play AC/DC right now.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, why would I do anything for someone who's going to talk to me like that?
Because they'll kill you if you don't. That's why.
Bulletproof glass, bitch. Oh, wait, I'm going to have to walk out of here at some point.
Yeah. Mm. And I'm going to be standing
AC/DC
next...
coming right up. No, I mean, that is what I'm talking about, though. Like, you actually would get death threats and you'd be going, Jesus, these are the people I'm killing myself to entertain.
I know. And once in a while, there'll be a mean or nasty comment on some social media thing that we're a part of.
Well, that's social media in general.
I know, but I will say, I think by and large, we see so much less of that so many other semi-public figures. Man, I was actually thinking the other day.
Semi-public. That's funny.
Well, I'm trying to be not public at all. I would like to just be at my house. just having fun on the radio in the morning and then, you know, do throughout the rest of my day. But I was thinking about... I was looking at pictures of Jamie Foxx, I think, is where this occurred to me. And he looks sharp. You know, I mean, Jamie Foxx, who's having whatever undisclosed problem right now, there was just a picture of him and he's standing outside a private jet. He's just money all the way. And he's got these like perfectly just, I wouldn't even know. I'm sure you sneaker people would know. I'm sure there's some fancy ass fucking sneaker that he's got on. But they just look great. Like the cleanest looking, nice looking shoes and like these pants that are ripped just perfectly well and some crazy weird like pullover, like hooded pullover. With all these fancy like embellishments on it, and then there's a private jet behind him. The whole like he just looks so good, and I just thought, you know, if you're that kind of public figure, if you're that kind of in the public eye, like so many people really do have to put it together. Like especially and girls actually probably more than dudes. Like a dude can be a little disheveled and still kind of rakishly handsome.
Well, I think that's different. There are a lot of women who enjoy putting it together. I'm not saying they all do. Sure. I'm sure there's someone like, fuck that, I don't want to do
that. If you're
going to
be out in public, though, and you've got, like, you know, with social media, someone's going to take your picture and be like, look at this dog. Why are we giving her any of our money?
Like TMZ will catch them. It's like, dude, they literally are leaving a fucking coffee shop.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would.
Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah.
Don't have a lick of makeup on, covered up, and they're like, oh, look at them. And it's like, yeah, we usually see them in the movie where they have
a team that's put them together.
Doing their hair and makeup. And absolutely, like, yes, they probably rolled out of bed and said, I just want to go like a normal fucking human with sunglasses, no makeup, and my sweats to get coffee. And then there's someone there. I would never want that life.
No. It's like the semi public figure thing that we have going is the ideal level of fame. It's you can get a table somewhere if you're brave enough to say, hey, I do a show, which I never am, so I make Bryn do it for me. And then so you get some of the perks, but you don't get any of that like harassment. Like, you know, you're a big star, a real star, you're fucking hounded.
You can't go anywhere.
And not only can't you go anywhere, like, because my first thought was, well, I'd just put on a disguise every day. I'd just put on a different wig and I'd, you know, get a cane and walk like an old lady or because I am one of those. But they know where you live.
They follow you.
Right.
From point A to point wherever you go throughout the day and back.
They've got like some AI that goes, nope, that's her. Yeah. That thing I can tell. Just by the way, she's shuffling her feet.
There's a picture of Ben Affleck. Sorry. And he's clearly just stepped out of somewhere to have a cig. And he can tell. It looks like
that's a meme everywhere. Is he rolling his eyes in like a blue sweater?
And he can tell that some guy's taking his picture. And he's just, I'm just trying to sneak out and have a ciggy. And now I've got paps taking pictures of me. So the look on his face is just one of total.
I'm over it.
Absolute.
I hate this.
Complete. Fuck me, I can't even sneak a cigarette without now becoming, oh, that's not the one.
He's standing in front of a door.
That one.
Yeah. That is a meme. It's one of the best memes you've ever seen. They're everywhere.
He's just, even his shoulders are just down. He's just like, oh.
His eyes are closed, and he's just trying to have
a
ciggy.
Nice man boobs.
Like, leave me, like, it's insane. Speaking of which, someone wrote in after yesterday's secret show and said, you know, maybe the reason that I don't think so, but it was a good thought because I think they would have said hi. They're like, maybe the lady who works the front desk recognized your name and Bryn.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
And that's why she said.
Yeah. Go ahead up.
Yeah.
She said, saw Vanessa Hale, recognized Bryn.
Usually our listeners say hi, but I was like, that's actually a good point. Maybe she didn't want to be weird and creepy, but was also like.
She was like giggly.
They worked together.
Oh, she was giggly.
Mm-hmm.
So you suspect this as well?
No, I didn't. I suspected that she was giggly because V-Hale came rolling in at midnight or whatever with her roller thing, with her little travel luggage. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't know what.
Phone. Yeah.
But her friend who called up to V was like confused. Because I think V woke up with like, friends in the lobby?
Well,
and she's like, ah.
Because I was like, okay, I'm going to. Can you, I'll be right down. I just was like, okay, should they come up here? And I couldn't think. I'm like, fuck it. Just here. So She probably was like, what? Yeah, you should do a wellness check on this woman.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and let you check. I'm just going to let you go up there and knock on the door.
Oh, this is in the hotel. Okay, sorry. I thought we were still at the venue.
Oh, no. This is the hotel. Okay. Bryn came to get her for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, now listen, we're going to run out of time. You've got a couple things you got to get to.
That's right.
I do. This one is, here is a letter from Margaret from San Mateo. And I feel bad about it, and I feel like I'm going to be able to set her mind at ease.
Hey, okay. Margaret.
Bryn, please pass along my humble apologies to Sarah for turning her orange for the CQDQ bet payoff, the bathing suit car wash incident way back in 1997. At the time, I was using a particular brand of self-tanner that worked great on my legs, not so great for Sarah. This has haunted me for years, and I cringe and smile every time it's brought up. Sarah, all in big letters right here. Sarah, I'm sorry. Love you guys lots. You've been a part of my life since you came on the air, and you are now part of my adult kids' lives, too. Oh, and my parents in their 80s tune in when they drive from San Mateo to Groveland.
Oh.
Where's Groveland?
I'm not sure where Groveland is.
You are loved by all. Mm-hmm. OFOC, hope you get laid, except Sarah, who really isn't all that into it. And have a great Friday, you motherfucker.
Oh.
Bye.
Wait, bye.
Margaret, she actually put motherfather. Margaret from San Mateo. Listen, Margaret, I don't remember who. Someone did tip me off about tanning stuff. It could very well have been you, and you might have even sent some along. It is not your fault. I've smeared that on myself at the last minute without realizing. It's like Vinny said, I should have done a test patch.
It's one of those scrambles, though. You're busy with your daily life
until
we got to go to the bet payoff, and then now it's in front of you. And now you're like, I got to face people. Yeah. What do I got to do?
Don't cringe. Don't feel bad about it. Don't ever apologize, because frankly, we've gotten mileage out of that. This, mm-hmm. As horrified as I was in the moment that day, and it was very embarrassing and weird looking, it has become the story of the orange polka dot legs that it's sort of set the tone for our entire time
here. Well, and look, while Sarah's legs got turned orange and she wore a t-shirt 17 sizes too big.
Yeah, knee length. I actually went for a bigger one once my legs turned orange. I went, oh, as little as people can see.
Yuzette, on the other hand, tied her t-shirt tight,
right,
wore
her boobs,
bikini bottoms, and believe me, most eyes were on that.
Oh,
no offense, but
no,
that
no,
was
totally
in fact
fine.
Exactly
Please,
what was happening.
I was going for that.
Yuzette knows how to rock it.
I actually think that the bet payoff was bikini bottoms and a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And because you didn't specify how big the t-shirt was, I just went, well, I'm getting the biggest t-shirt I possibly can.
No, I wasn't
with
thrilled with
logoing
you
across
moment.
The
right.
boobs.
Right.
So that I can...
I envisioned wet t-shirts and bikini bottoms and everyone getting...
Did we do a good job on your car? I can't even remember. I think
I
we had to wash his car.
I don't think so, no. Mm-hmm. I think that became the not really part of the show that day. The show was, oh my God, look at Yuzette. Holy fuck.
Yeah. She was a buxom. Did you ever meet Yuzette?
No.
Oh. I guess that
Sounds
makes sense.
Like
she
was, there was no overlap there.
There was no overlap, right?
Anyway.
Groveland is about it's south of Sonora or far east from Modesto.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was going to say Sonora, also where?
Very far.
Okay.
So more like
but not
Sonora.
As far as the no.
They're like equidistant, actually.
Oh, as far as Fresno. All
Fresno
right.
is far south. And,
oh, this is.
And this
oh.
is east. Like east.
Okay.
Yeah.
East.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, please don't. Never give it another thought, Margaret. Just enjoy that you made a real contribution.
Yeah, actually, thank you.
Yes, thank you. We thank you. Do not apologize. We'll just say you're welcome. You are great.
Okay, now the next thing.
Okay, hold on. Let me put this in my red folder.
Another one.
And another one.
By the way, V-Hale, did you bang a guy last night?
Oh.
No.
No?
Did you bang a guy on the weekend?
No.
That was a long pause.
Easily could have.
Well, yeah. Girls always can.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, with 1,000 people there.
At some point here, will you finally just say, you know what? Fuck this. I'm just going to go get laid. I'm going to find a guy in a bar. Probably. I'm going to have him ramrod me. And then I'm going to tell him, get
ram-rod.
The fuck out.
Probably.
You know what you missed this morning that I thought that even as it was happening, I thought, oh, V-Hale would have liked this. Vinny was talking about how his balls are so unusual looking and his dick that he took him to a couple doctors to get different opinions about
That's not
it.
What I said at all.
It's
I'm very
what?
Sorry the way she's ruined that
but
story.
But I was like, oh, V-Hale would love this story.
That's not what happened at all.
You should tell it.
And I don't want to. Tell me the thing about that.
He took his balls to the doctor to be like, take a look at these
look,
suckers.
The story is that I have no other penis experience than my own. So through the years, there have been more than one incident where I'm looking at, you know, that's all I have. My
what
penis.
Porn?
No, I mean, this was before computers were giving you access to everything.
This is in his early 20s.
No, this is, I
old are you at this
I didn't
point?
Live at my own, in my own house until I was 18. But even then, I was with a bunch of roommates. There was no putting in a porn video and jacking off in the living room. Like, that never happened.
I
never saw that stuff. So, you know, it was more like hiding in a closet with a nudie mag and, you know, hoping no one hears the sounds coming out. So, you know, I've learned to do that very quietly, if you know what I mean. Anyway.
Ew.
I know, gross.
One of the stories goes, I was talking to this girlfriend of mine who, like, we were in the middle of doing it or had done it, I think. And I was like, I was naked and I just said something about my birthmark. And she goes, what? And I go, well, my birthmark, you know, on my cock.
Hair on my cock.
And she goes, oh, they don't all have that.
Circumcision line?
Yeah. She goes, oh, they don't all have that? And I go, huh? And she's like, they all have that. And I go, what do you mean they all have that? They all have the same birthmark as me? And she goes, that's not a birthmark, you dipshit.
It's a scar, basically.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
a scar.
Yeah, but... And she goes, no, all of them. I've seen a lot. And I'm like, okay, thank you. Yeah, God no, damn it. Why are you telling that me that? And she's like, no, they all have that. So just so you know. Hmm. And the other thing was, my balls seemed raisiny to me as a young man. And I was like, I'm afraid I've got, like, you hear people say something like genital smooth warts balls. And you go, oh my God, do I have that?
My sack seems awfully warty.
It's, well, it seems bumpy and seems, you know, raisiny. So I went to a doctor and the doctor goes, what am I looking for? And I'm like, well, you know, that.
The general appearance? Can you just sweep your eyes over these beauties and tell me what's wrong?
No, you're fine. What else do you need me? And I'm here for that. Okay, have a good one.
And
he leaves.
So then, degree.
Oh, and then I had to get a second opinion. And the second opinion was
some,
yeah. Well, I don't have anything else going on in my lung. There's not. It's just I'm a paranoid dude. I was worried. I wanted to be. Can't well.
Oh, did you get your vagina looked at and say, how's this going?
No.
What do you think about this?
I have, I call it hypochondriac of the vagina. Like, I think if something could go wrong, I go to the doctors, and the gyno I had for a long time before I ever, like, moved away. She was like, Vanessa, I got called in. So, really, you're not supposed to use, like, Summer's Eve is the thing, right?
Yeah, douche. You're not supposed to douche, right. Self-cleaning.
No, it's just a wash, though. It wasn't a douche.
Okay.
My roommate at the time in college was like, oh, you got to try this stuff. I got it. It's in the shower. You know, use it. It's just like bottle, like body wash, but for down there. And I'm like, really? You use that? I'm like, I don't know. I just use like non-sensitive soap. So I'm like, I'll try it out. Didn't connect the two. Like a week later, my hoo-ha was like fucking on fire. Oh. And I'm like, oh my God, it's happened. It's happened. Like, I finally, like, I fucked up. I didn't
you
use
caught
it. Like,
something,
I
right.
was freaking out. I called and they're like, we can't get you in. I said, no. You tell her I feel like my vagina's on fire. I have to get in. So I get in.
Oh, they're like,
boy, that's a fun like, at the front counter.
Like, burning vagina. Why? Let's get that in
because,
here.
Well, I'm on fire.
And I was
in my.
Yeah, I said,
I can barely stand up. I'm hopping from toe to toe.
Is that like a medical symptom? And I was like, basically, like, give it to me straight, doc. When she was looking, she goes,
well, it's a dragon. Yep, you breathing fire.
She goes, have you been using a new body wash? It's like she knew.
Exactly.
Like, they're that good, you know? And I go, actually, yeah. And she goes, what kind? And I told her, she goes, nope. She goes, I'm sick of them selling these products. Your body doesn't need it. Use this Aveeno brand. It's this and that, the other thing. And so I go, can you still, like, run some tests? And she goes, for what? Because it was all like outside, right?
Oh,
like nothing
oh.
on the inside hurt. Because oh. you don't wash it. And I go, peace of mind, I feel. And she goes, oh my God. So she did like a chlamydia. Like,
sure,
and she goes,
all this stuff.
You know, all negative. Like basically like.
So it was the outside that was the problem. This was not
that's what I said.
This was not
a douche
situation. This was a body wash.
No, it's like a body wash down there. But I felt
the outer labial folds.
Yeah, all the lips were like on fire, bright red. But they knew the second they looked. Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, that's yikes. No good. It's like it's like diaper rash, you know, how sometimes like kids, they just,
there's
it's like,
no
why is it all
though.
Red? I don't get it.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
smear
I don't,
the stuff on and it's fine.
I don't know if Google has saved people from a lot of, you know, concerns because they can look stuff up now.
Right.
But certainly at that time, at that age, and for me, at that age, I'd heard about AIDS being such a, like, I know it was, you know, some people are like, well, that's only gay guys, except if you
people
actually read about
that,
it,
but it wasn't that
you'd
right.
go, oh my God, it's really more than that, drug right. addicts, and also once it's
blood
once
transfusions,
you yeah there's
right,
a bunch
right.
of
there's
ways
a bunch of ways you and have an open just, sore it could have happened it was mm-hmm. you know, we were scared, it was the 80s and nobody knew what the fuck, so
I definitely was, while I was reckless and drunk and stoned and all the other stuff, I certainly thought I will have a grown-up life someday. And I don't want to be
riddled with diseases.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I definitely, it was in my head, this whole thing. Like, I would just get working on myself and staring at stuff for too long and be like, that can't be right. It's got to be wrong.
I've
got to
get that looked at.
I recognize something because just like you, you didn't really know down there, right? And I thought I felt something and I went in too, again, hypochondriac. And she goes, that is the way it looks. And she goes, she finally said, get a mirror. This is the only way to know if something's wrong because you know your body just like anything else. Not just
get a mirror
anything,
and get
anything.
A baseline reading.
She's like, get a mirror. Yeah. Open it up. Know the parts. Put a finger in there.
I'm telling you that it's normal right now. Blah, blah, blah. Run home.
Yes. But that's how I was. I was like, I don't know. Because people, I would know people, they're like, I think I might, I'm not going. And I'm like, oh my God. Like if I felt like the tiniest thing, I was like in there all the time. She's like, hey, welcome back. Like thankfully she was cool. But so what? I'd rather hear peace of mind.
Man, I swear to God, I'm like the opposite of you. There's no scenario where I'm like, I got to go get this checked out. Mm-hmm. Like there's just none. Until I'm actually dying of something, I'm like, the doctor, why would I go there? That's where people who are sick go.
Yeah. No, that I feel that's the world, though. We're split in two right there. Mm-hmm. The ones who always go probably too much. And
the ones
who
never
are like,
go.
Get your fucking ass to the doctor.
So do you have like a daily check where you like go up to the mirror and turn around and look between your legs?
No, I pretty much.
Do you have a handheld? You just take a look and, I did a nice job shaving. That's
younger. No, dude, that's the worst, though. I got laser and it's literally the best thing I've ever done. If anyone is ever wondering if it's worth it.
Laser man, you know, that's good.
I want to get some lasering done.
It's good that
not
you
on
have
my
a
dick,
good story.
But I want to get some done.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of 5-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 5-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 5-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 5-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled Babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, you got to go to the right people. Like some people are like, it didn't work, and I'm like, no.
Everybody's wondering where.
Yeah, where? What are you gonna get lasered? Your butt hair.
What?
Your butt.
My butt hair.
Yeah. What are you gonna get lasered?
Yeah, my butt hair.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Butt hair does.
Got a
it would help.
Butt? Yeah, sure. It helps.
You know, if they're licking that area quite a bit, you wouldn't want.
Oh my god.
No. There's like
chest or back.
There's hairs that grow on the back of my neck here.
Yeah.
Right here. I get those. Uh-huh. So I use a razor to get them, but I would love for that to just be gone
you
forever.
You could. I bet you could actually get the hair on your head lasered off.
I don't want to do that, but because I fear there's possibility for scarring, and I don't want.
There is actually.
So I'd want that done, and then I also get hair on my ears.
Oh, which, the older you get, the more you'll get too.
And I pull them, and
they can.
I want them to laser those the fuck off.
Right.
Like
it's
something
that's probably going to be so painful.
You know, we all talk about this from time to time. You know how you'll be sitting there and you think you're caring for yourself. Like I take care of myself.
Sure.
I try really hard, and then randomly I'll be like, "How is there a 1-inch hair coming out of my ear hole?"
Right.
And how long has that been there?
Right. And why did no one say anything?
Yeah, like, oh my God.
Nobody fucking told me.
So, like, no one said anything.
I absolutely want those things lasered. I never want to think about it. Because as you get older and your eyes get worse,
yes.
Who knows how many times you've missed something.
Well, I always check for there's a couple.
Old people.
Yeah, I know. They're just right. They've got like, then they grew a wart and it has 6 hairs coming off.
Yes.
And you're like, Jesus Christ,
God.
Just zip it. Boo. You can get those. They don't fucking care.
And they don't care.
I'm worried about
no, they
like,
care. They just can't keep up with
you
it.
You ever see old people who get like the big warty things and growths around their eye, like skin tags all around their eyes and stuff?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't fucking want that.
Well, you got to get them zipped off. I've got one now that's got to get zipped off.
Oh, you zip right at your eye?
What?
Wow.
No, and I've had one done before too. These things, there's certain I forget what they're called, but they pop up on us as we age. So I've definitely been at my dermatologist.
Are you talking about milia bumps? It's like built up protein, and they got to go in and pop it with a special tool, and it pops almost like a whitehead?
No, this is, well, that could be some. Anyway, there's different things that happen to your skin. It's normal.
Yeah.
What you're talking about is a person who says, fuck it, and they never. And so they're either
They turn into a witch,
well,
obviously.
Right. I can't let that happen. And I think that that's an older generation thing. Like, they're not so taken with themselves. So they just age.
I guess,
and
right. Or they just can't see and they don't realize they have a full mustache and a bunch of little bumpy leaf things.
I'm probably going to be 80 still shaving my balls or whatever. Like, you know
it'll
what I mean?
Fun.
There's, you know, an old guy. Yeah, but I'm
Don't fall on the razor, dude.
I don't expect
sit
to
down.
Just
start
let
sitting
myself,
down for that.
You know. Descend into grossness.
My grandma's going to be 94, and she still goes. She used to go every week when you're younger. Remember, you used to get your hair done back in the day. She used to go every week. Now she still goes once a month.
There you go.
Her hair. Well,
oh.
I'm going to be 94.
Yeah, there you go.
My mom finally made my Nana cut off all her hair. Her hair, my grandmother, who died at like 90, I think she was 95.
I love that picture of her with a beer and a cig.
Yeah, that was in the last 5 years of her life, my mom made her cut her hair off and stop dyeing it blonde. She'd been dyeing it blonde, and it was down past her ass, and she would go to the, get a, like a chignon in the back and a curl, and she had one of those big...
A chignon?
Chignon.
What is that?
It's like a French twist of hair in the back, and then they take, from there, they style all...
Bobby
it's a very old-fashioned looking hairdo.
Okay.
And then she had like a big curl that went over and covered the horn on her head. She actually had a giant, almost egg-sized lump on her forehead that... and they're common. It's like a... calcium lump.
Oh, okay.
I have a little
it's not
one.
A cyst.
No. It was there her whole life, and she actually
like
styled her hair
for me to like
to cut. No, you'll be
about.
Fine. And I think she always had it.
Look, stuff happens as you age. It's a reality. But are you going to be the person that goes, "Look it," and then you're this person that scares children, or are you going to be someone who says, "No, I'm going to take care of myself"?
I feel like scaring children might give me a kick in my old age,
oh,
so
God.
I
might go.
I mean,
with that.
I can see that. I can picture
acricordon. That's the skin tag term. That I was like, we have to go soon, though.
Okay.
Do you have an email to read?
Yeah, you want
to
read that?
Yeah, I'll read
okay.
it.
Okay.
All right. It's just a story. So, by the way, everyone is texting me the word Izod.
Yeah, it's. I'm telling you, we got 1,000 of them while we were sitting there talking.
Okay.
I should have looked in real time.
Hey, my radio BFFs. Slurps all around. As I was listening to... Now, listen, I don't necessarily remember this happening at the drag show, so you tell me. As I was listening to the question about continuing to fuck a brick... Oh, sorry, continuing to fuck a brick wall on the not-so-secret show, drag show. Anybody? Nothing?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
That was a
what
question.
Is it?
It was a question about the dude or the person who was not, who was kind of boring or something like that.
But he
and
was
they were like, do I keep banging this person?
Oh, right.
Or
uh-huh.
do I go find yeah. somebody who's
yeah.
not just like banging a brick
from
wall?
The audience. Okay,
yeah.
got
yeah,
it.
That's
all
right.
Uh-huh. All right.
So the guy was a brick wall, as in you couldn't get
boring.
Boring
yeah.
person,
but,
yeah.
Boring.
But was a good lay?
I think so. I think
mm-hmm.
they
no, that hung. I think they
yeah,
said
big.
Hung.
Yeah.
The big, but didn't know what to do with it. So it was just like, jackhammer.
And then Vinny was like, oh, I wish I was one of those, you know, the big dick guy.
Oh, the big dick doesn't try hard. Oh, he was with someone that tried hard. Okay, yeah, I remember that.
Big dick and tried hard, but was a brick wall and couldn't be talked to. Okay, so now we know there's the thing. It reminded me of a story I've wanted to share with you.
It was a seat, man.
It was a seat? Okay, yeah, I was like, what the hell?
I know, I thought you were going.
Okay, all right. No one else reacted. I'm like, I'm the only one hearing this shit.
I thought he was like, you know, yay, big dicks. It was like the air horn.
Okay, all right.
Like, okay, well, we're all excited about big dicks then, I guess. Okay. As I was listening to the question about continuing to fuck a brick wall on the Not So Secret Dag Show, it reminded me of a story I've wanted to share. I was approached at my local watering hole by a tall, dark, handsome man who was a local taxi driver who'd seen me around town and decided to ask me for a drink. As he sat there talking and talking and talking, I thought to myself that there was no chance I was going to go on an actual date with him until I hugged him goodbye at the end of the night and felt what he was packing.
Oh.
The next time I went to my watering hole and saw the 80-year-old bartender, he told me, don't date that guy. Because he had heard them talking. She says that the bartender said all he heard was him talking about himself and not asking me anything or even giving me a chance to talk. And I agreed. I fucked him the following week.
Good job.
I fucked him the following week and it was amazing. Yes, Sarah, he could only keep it up for about 15 minutes. But after an hour or so, he'd be ready to go again. He wanted more than just a you up call when I was in the mood. But I didn't, as he was extremely self-centered. So I lied and told him my roommate was my boyfriend. He was my, quote, side piece for 3 years. Not her side piece, just a dude she fucked occasionally.
But he thought he was the side piece.
He thought he was the side piece. Until the first night I got together with my now husband. I told him I was no longer available, and I haven't looked back. I saw him a couple months ago in a store. He said hi, I said hi, and kept it moving. Hope you get laid. Go ahead, say my name, Angie, and yes, you can call me if you want more info. Nice. And we might have had to call her if we hadn't figured it out. But
I have a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever hugged a man and felt his bulge and thought, I got to fuck this guy?
I literally just was going to say, when I heard that, I have never hugged someone and been like, oh, ever.
Really?
Ever. Nope. I've never felt a dude's...
I can feel John's dick when it's hard. I mean...
Well,
when
hard...
It's hard.
Well, this yeah, are you saying
assume this taxi driver was hard?
Yes. No, because you wouldn't. Because you
bar?
Could just feel squishiness, and you just be like, "Oh, the guy's got big balls or whatever." I think the guy was fluffed.
Say that, saying they can feel
at least fluffed. I think that they had talked, and he was into her,
flaccid.
And gave her a hug goodbye, and was like, "Hey."
I didn't take it as that. But.
No, I got that. All right, Angie, we're going to need some clarification. Please write back and tell us.
Boner, did he have a boner? Full pup tent?
Boner, softy. Middle, was it just mini fluff? Semi. Like, what was it about it? Was it just that it felt like he had a giant pillow down there? Like, what
pillow?
What was the giveaway that you were like, Jesus, giant dick?
I would guess.
Go for that.
Well, first of all, we've talked about this. There's showers and there's growers, and I assume the shower is a guy who's full enough, even sitting there, that she might feel that's the guy who's like at the
but
gym
if it's
going
not rigid how would
I'm
you
gonna
really
hang around
it?
Naked for 20 minutes here everyone so you all see my cock
it's got a good blood flow going
yeah there's that guy I think if I had a soft on you'd feel it. I wouldn't even want to hug somebody with a hard on though. I'd be like
if you wanted to be like, look, this is what's up for grabs here.
No, I think that
come
you would
on.
Be like, you have a fucking hard on in the bar?
Yeah, I'm
like
for you, bitch.
That to me, I wouldn't
hot
do that.
You.
I would be like, I'm not going to press my hard on into
maybe
her.
Maybe you didn't mean to press it. It just was so large.
And, but see, that's the other thing is like, when you hug someone, like, you really got a boner or whatever down there.
Boner
really
or
gotta,
not.
Like,
you got it
down
right.
There.
That's, you're leading with your hips.
It's the Rick Rose hug. It's the full body press. And so clearly this guy was like, my last ditch here, because she's saying goodbye. Mm-hmm. My last ditch is I got to show her what I got going on. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go in, lead with the hips, pull her in, make sure she feels that I've got some action happening. I can't wait to hear. Angie, let us know how
I'm
going to
put
went.
My money on.
More questions.
He's a guy who just had
all the details.
He was a shower
so big,
type.
Yeah.
So he was pretty full at normal conditions, and he did lead with the hips.
Oh,
he
yeah.
did all that.
Pushed
but,
her right up against her.
But I honestly, in, yeah. I And look, I'm not a girl. I don't know. But if I would never try to push a hard on into a girl I was talking to in a bar and assuming that she wouldn't be like, you're fucking hard here?
Yeah, you're making me hot.
You're into that?
No, I'm not saying I'm into it. I don't want guys telling me about their cocks or anything. But this guy, it worked on her. So,
all right.
I don't know.
Well, we'll have to wait and see.
That's the same approach as like the guys who lead on Tinder with the dick pic. Right.
There's guys who put just a dick pic up on Tinder.
No, that's what they'll start with as a message,
send
right?
It in a
when you guys match, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so does that, ever work?
I like that. I think that would be like for anybody. That would be like, oh, I want to. Okay. There's no mysterious.
They have nothing else going.
Yeah, that only want to fuck you.
No personality. You can't carry a conversation. So you're like, but I have a really great cock. So
if you're down to fuck and that's all you want, though, that might be. You're like, okay, well, no question about what's going to happen.
Well, for the record, I think every guy wants a picture of your vagina. Every guy wants that. If you wouldn't mind,
no doubt.
Please always send vagina pictures.
Do that first, and then maybe I'll talk to you.
That'd be great.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's Secret Show. V-Hale, thank you for being here. Please send your stories. And please, Angie, right back. Send your stories along.
And your vagina pics.
Yeah, and a
no,
vagina pic,
do not
please.
Send those. Nobody wants those. Well, nobody named Sarah. Or maybe and probably Vanessa
no,
wants those.
No, not V.
I'm just asking for Vinny.
Asking for a friend. All right. Yeah. We're in
we do want that, though. So feel free. Yeah,
at RadioRellis.com. Have a great day. We'll see you on Friday.
The end.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.